Wind this puppy up. 5, 4, 3.
It's episode 292, and we've got plugins for displaying team members, confession, callback widgets, and multiple WooCommerce plugins to enhance your e-commerce system. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fun-filled coming to you direct. I can't even get that out. I'm John Overall.
All right. And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, for some reason, my tongue decided to just trip all over itself there. But hey, that happens sometimes. And the beautiful thing about this is it's all live to tape, so that'll still be there in the intro. At any rate, we have the usual great show for you folks out there today with a couple of things right off the top. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. If you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner. Or if you got a few moments also in the iTunes store, leaving us a review, it would be greatly appreciated there. It really helps the show out when you do that.
It does help the show, John. And also remember that if you have a client project or you're an agency or you just want to get a little pub for your business, you can leave a link in that review, a link to your business, and we'll not only read that link aloud on the show, but we'll also put it in the show notes so you get a little bit of link love. Also remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. It's actually quite interesting sometimes when I step into Twitter and see what's happening. I don't get there often these days, though. Too busy and so many other things.
Yeah.
So anyway, what else we got here? Don't forget, we usually put a little bit of self-promotion here. These days, I'm not doing a lot of self-promotion because I've pretty much stacked up my work queue for a while. But we do have the WordPress or the WP Plugins job board that's available. And I noticed we now have 6 or 7 different professionals signed up there. So if you're a professional, sign up there. It may help you out. And pretty soon, I've got a couple of small jobs that I think I'm going to be turning away soon. So I'm going to post those up there if the clients are amenable to that. And maybe you can get some work from there. So check out the job board at WPPluginsAtoZ.com/jobs.
Awesome. Yeah, I actually have something I might put up there myself. So check it out. WPPluginsAtoZ.com/jobs. And no promotion for me this week.
All right. Well, and at this point here, we'd like to thank our donors. We have no one over $50 this week, so it was a quiet week, but that's okay. Thanks to everyone out there who came in under $50. You know who you are. You're much appreciated. And for our Patreon donors, much appreciated to those also. So if you want to support the show, and you really should be supporting this show, if you get any value from listening to us, it's got to be worth at least $5 to you, you know. Send us $5, become a Patreon, donate $5 a month there even. Lots of links on the website for it. We'll see if we can create new and amazing ways for you to donate to the show.
Also, one thing is John and I are actively looking for some more sponsors to the show. And we've been talking to a couple different hosting companies and the like. If you have a business that you're interested in sponsoring this show, whether that be an agency, maybe a WordPress theme or plugin development company, any of those things, we are available for sponsorship. So please visit the show or just drop us a line, and we greatly appreciate that. That's something that we definitely need for the show to help it continue, to help improve it, to get some of the enhancements. We do transcripts, we do specialized interviews, and we do the regular show. So we put a lot into it. We'd love to be able to get a little bit back from the community in terms of sponsorship. So if you're interested in that, please let us know.
Absolutely. Okay, and this week here we do have, let folks know, we don't have any contests up yet, but we do have a couple that are in the works right now. I'm just waiting for some approvals from the plugin authors for their premium plugins. So as soon as that comes through, we will start the contest rolling again for everyone. So stay tuned for more giveaways from WP Plugins A to Z. And in news this week, well, one interesting article I tripped across this week is Doomsday Prep for the Super Rich. This is a How the Silicon Valley Elite Rich Prepare for Doomsday. It's actually an interesting article. You might want to check it out. It's in the New Yorker. It's a rather extensive read, but it's kind of interesting to see how they look at Doomsday preparation.
I'll check that out.
And also another interesting article here, finding the best WordPress hosting. Not your usual WordPress hosting best of the best article, but it is rather informative and educational. But it's one of the few ones I've seen that makes no specific recommendations and talks about that. So go check that article out, finding the best WordPress hosting. And then we got another interesting article that came from... I think I found it through Bob WP, Insights and Tips from Email Marketing Experts. So this one here is the from WooCommerce. So anyway, it's a WooCommerce article about how they got insights and tips about their email marketing experiment. So check that out. There are a couple of great articles. There'll be more news and other things in the show notes, and I'll get the news out this week. I know I've been lax the last few weeks, but... client work and the hackers have been busy in the last few weeks. You know, good for me.
No kidding.
Good for me. Very good for me and my business, but it puts me behind in other things. And since the show doesn't produce that much funds, it gets set to the back burner for the most part, unfortunately. You know, right. We get the show out every week, but I don't often get up to all the extras if we don't have the funds to justify my time.
That's right.
So that's one reason to support the show. All the extras that we're trying to produce, they require time, and time is money. And if I'm being paid for doing some other work, that's where I got to go.
That's right.
All right. And we do have a little bit of listener feedback this week. We have a great SpeakPipe coming up here. And if you would like to be featured in this particular section of the show, you can leave us a SpeakPipe. You can do it at the front of our website, lower right-hand corner, there's a SpeakPipe button, or you can head over to speakpipe.com /WP plugins A to Z and record us something. Get a full minute and a half there. You can record us something. It'll come directly to us. We'll play it on the show. We're looking any comments, reviews you have, anything you want to say about the show or WordPress in general, we'll take it and play it for you. Or you can do like Jeremy does, who pre-records something and then just emails it to us. So it's another great way.
Let's check it out.
And this is from Jeremy. It's a Woo SMS plugin review. Off we go, Jeremy.
Woo SMS is a surprisingly sophisticated plugin for sending SMS messages with WooCommerce in WordPress. So if you need to send SMS, this is definitely how I would look at doing it. If you have a look at the settings, you can send out individual SMS, and that can be to a single number or to a list. Just make sure you use the international number, so like the +61 or whatever your country code is, when you send the SMS. There's some really good stuff with the marketing. So in the SMS marketing part, you can put in a message and then some variables like first name, last name, and coupon codes, and you can filter the customers by categories like country or when they signed up to restrict your SMS marketing. You've also got a history of the SMSs sent, so you can get a list of what's been sent and to whom. It's quite good statistically. There's a graph for delivered messages. One really cool part is the customer SMS. So if you wanted to use this for notifications for things like confirmed orders or completed orders or order statuses, that kind of stuff, it's got all that kind of functionality all templated in. So very easily could be activated to send a message saying thank you for your order, that kind of thing. The country settings are very intuitive. That was pretty straightforward to set up. And the cost per SMS was great. So at a minimum spend of €5, and it costs about 3.5 euro cents for a message, which equates to about 5 cents Australian per SMS, which at this low quantity is really quite good. And purchase SMSs can be done through credit card and PayPal. So, yep, a very good solution for sending SMSs in WooCommerce.
All right. Well, perfect. Thanks a lot, Jeremy. That's nice. The plugin you reviewed once too, isn't it, Marcus?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a great review. Glad it worked out for you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
So there you go, folks. There's another feather in the cap for Woo SMS. If you have a need for it, go check out and install that plugin.
Yeah, we got a lot of great WooCommerce plugins today, too.
We do. We do have a couple of them here. I think I've even got one. Speaking of which, I think we don't have much else, so it must be time to jump into the meat potatoes, eh?
All right, let's do it.
Off we go. The first one I've got here this week is WooCommerce Shop Assistant Jarvis. And this plugin is one that will help make the shopping experience a little easier for your site visitors. It helps them find products and price ranges, as well as what's recently best viewed and purchased. It also shows them what's in their shopping cart and more. What it does for you is it puts a little icon down in the lower right-hand corner for your visitors to look at or click on. Once they click on that, it then opens another window into the screen, or covers up the website with the screen, and it lists up all the products. They can check a category, choose a category to find products in, set a price range, click find it, and it will sort and show up all the products in that price range. Shows up in the left-hand side, the recent products that are in your website, and then on their right-hand side, it shows what's in their shopping cart basket. A very nice plugin. It's works very, very fairly smoothly. Seem to have a tongue-tied problem this morning. At any rate, it's a really great plugin for WooCommerce, and it should help you out with getting your visitors to spend more money. Check it out. WooCommerce Shop Assistant Jarvis, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. I like that. All right, so I've got something here we're going to work on that is with WooCommerce as well. It's called WooCommerce Points System. And this is a premium plugin that's available on CodeCanyon.net, and we have a link to it in the show notes. It is an affiliate link, so just getting that out there in full disclosure. It doesn't cost you anymore. It just gives us a little bit on the return. It is a great extension for WooCommerce, and it adds the ability to compile your own point system for people that purchase from your site. You can reward customers for purchases or any kind of other actions with points, and then you can redeem the points for things that you designate. So you can have specific products, maybe it's ebooks or something like that, that they can redeem the points for, and you can make it so that people can either pay with money or pay with points on selected items within your store. Very cool system. It's called WooCommerce Points System, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That's becoming more and more popular with many different places, isn't it? To collect points. Actually, it's been popular for a long time, I think. Collecting points
and spending. It's the same as credit cards or airline miles or things like that.
Hey, frequent shopper miles. Okay. What I've got next here is called WP Confession Box. And this one here, I saw it and I thought, it's kind of fun. You can use it for your website. You can set up a confession area so people can confess their sins or confess whatever's on their mind, confess that your website's fantastic or that sucks, or if it's a very active site with lots of different users, they can talk about other people. And it's all anonymous. It uses Ajax and allows the anonymity for the visitors. They leave them. The administration has the ability to delete or remove confessions that aren't appropriate to the website. Basically, just a fun little toy to add to your website if you're looking to have some fun. Other than that, not a whole lot of use with it. Anyway, check it out. WP Confession Box, and I gave it a 3 Dragon rating.
That's kind of cool. All right, another WooCommerce plugin, and I have not seen one like this. It's called Woo Already Bought, and as you can imagine, what it does is it enables a custom display message for users that have already bought a particular product or if a product was already added to their cart. So you can change the default WooCommerce messages that inform clients that they've added products to cart or that they've already purchased a specific product. It's just one of those intuitive things that's a really nice detail. You see things like this on Amazon and a couple of other high-end shopping systems.
Yes.
And it lets them know what they've already purchased and kind of confirms that. And it, at some point, you can also make it so that they can't buy the same thing again, or that, you know, if it's a one-off or whatever. So it's pretty cool. Check it out. Woo, already bought. And it's on the repository for free. I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Yeah. Wrong button. Wrong button. Come on, push. There it goes. Bloody button wouldn't push. All right. Well, that's actually a fantastic plugin. When I saw that, I almost reviewed it and then realized you might be reviewing it, so I left it behind. But fantastic idea. I experienced that during the holidays when I was shopping from a website, and I thought I didn't properly add it to the cart, and I was coming back to add it, and it popped up, say, you've already added this to your cart. Are you sure you want to do this twice?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, it's like, no, okay. Well, so yeah, this is a really great thing to have into your site, keep people from doubling up on something that they might have already gotten that they don't want a second time.
All right.
The final plugin I've got here today is called Callback Widget Pulsar. Now, this one here caught my eye because I have clients that they depend on the phone calls from their websites. They have referral system, or they need people to call them, not just fill in a form on their website, because they make more sales with it. What this plugin does, and it is a third-party service, but it still can be quite beneficial to you. It allows you to, it looks at the website activity and then determines if people are looking to make contact. And if it does, it slides in a window that gives them the offer to within the next 27 seconds to connect to one of your managers or account pros, whoever it happens to be. And what it does in this process is it takes their name and their phone number. And then once that information has been entered and they click OK, it then sends a signal down the line to connect to one of your managers looking for, maybe you have five of them. It looks for the first free one available and it rings them. And as soon as it connects, it then automatically calls back that client and connects the two of them together. Depending on what's happening, it can be, you know, 27 seconds or within a couple of minutes, you've connected to that client and you can make that sale as quickly as possible. So it looked to be a really great service and really fantastic for those that depend upon getting those phone calls off of their websites, not so much the forms. So anyway, if you have a business or know clients that need something like this, check out this service. It looks to be quite worthwhile. It's a really great plugin, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating for Callback Widget Pulsar.
Great. Now, I want to say one thing about these kind of callback things and all that. I was looking at that, and I also looked at an online kind of a chat system. And if you're using WooCommerce and you're using any kind of agents like that, especially with kind of a chat widget, the thing that you want to do is arm yourself with some shortened URLs or some specific redirects or things where there are other plugins that we've reviewed that actually add items into the cart based on the link, and sometimes even add you to the checkout. And if you're going to do these kinds of chat widgets and such, I would get those links ready. That way, if somebody says, hey, I'm looking for X, Y, and Z, you just give them a link and you go click this link and it'll add to your cart and send you the checkout. So the more things that you arm yourself with like that, the better. So I'm going to finish things off with a really great plugin. It's called JWD Teams, and it's a nice plugin that allows you to show off your staff or team showcases or people you're working with, and it works all through a really nice short code. It comes with tons of different customization options. So let me show you this. I'm sure you've all seen this to where it shows, you know, our team, and then you've got the president, the vice president, all the rest of the people. And sometimes those are difficult to put together. This one is really nice. It allows you to create unlimited teams, unlimited color schemes for all the outputs. You have built-in fields for images, contact details, descriptions, bios, all that kind of stuff. It's got 6 built-in fields to add individual people and their social network accounts, so Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Instagram, drag and drop member ordering. It comes with all kinds of different customization options. It's fully responsive, so it moves around the page. It has custom CSS. It's tested with a ton of themes, and it works with all browsers. Very nice plugin. It's free on the repository, JWD Teams, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
That's pretty cool. I like that. And really great when you have a team of people working together and you want to showcase them all.
Absolutely. And this is especially something that I plucked out of here, out of the repository, to present to people that are doing websites for clients. This is a really nice one that you can use to show off the staff of your client.
All right. Then I covered up this week WooCommerce Shop Assistant Jarvis, which I gave a 4 to. WP Confession Box, which I gave a 3 to, and Callback Widget Pulsar, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about the WooCommerce Point System, which gets a 4 out of 5. Woo Already Bought gets a 5 out of 5, and JWD Teams gets a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Nice roundup of plugins this week. All right, a little bit of promotions here in this section, sharing this space with others. Currently, we're sharing this space with a great WordPress podcast and website, Kitchen Sink WP, hosted by Adam Silver. You can check it out at kitchensinkwp.com. Really great information. Give them a check out.
Absolutely. And how can... no promotion for me on that end. So I will concur with you in terms of Adam Silver. He's a great host and he's very consistent with his podcast. A lot of cool stuff. And I know he listens to this show as well. So thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. Greatly appreciate it. All right. And the usual reminders, don't forget, stop into the iTunes store, leave us a review. We'd greatly appreciate your time in there. Only takes a few minutes. Pop in, click, and just leave us a quick review. If you're listening to us through Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner if you're on your mobile device, or if you go to their website, you can actually leave a review on their pages for us or comments, and we will eventually find them and get them on the show. So
that's right.
Check them out.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. Email is marcuscouch@gmail.com. And remember to follow this show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.